You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, and we're talking about Townshipers Day, which is coming up on September 23rd. Now, if you have a calendar nearby, you'll notice that that's a Sunday. And traditionally, Townshipers Day has always been held on Saturday. This is the first time that it's being held on a Sunday. What leads us to wonder, why a Sunday? So we have with us here Heather Thompson of St. Mark's Chapel here at Bishop's University. And can you tell us a bit about why it would be on a Sunday this year?
Well, part of what the organizing committee is hoping to tie in with is the 150th anniversary of St. Mark's Chapel, which is happening all this year, 2007, with many different activities going on. But we thought this would be a good way of highlighting the chapel's anniversary and inviting more people from our local community, the surrounding area of the townships, to come to the chapel. Perhaps they've been many times in the past. Perhaps it will be their first time to come and visit the chapel. And we're just looking forward to welcoming people from the community, not only onto our campus, but also into St. Mark's.
So how many years at St. Mark's?
It's our 150th anniversary. As you may know, the university was founded in 1843, so they've already had their 150th anniversary, but the chapel was only built in 1857. So this year it's our turn to celebrate that very special anniversary. And the chapel really has been a focal point of the campus over the years. Of course, at the beginning, Bishop's was also an Anglican seminary, a place where only men at that time were trained for the clergy. So the chapel had a very important role to play for our divinity students and indeed for all the students on our campus. Since the 1940s, our university is a public institution, and then in the early 1970s, the seminary was closed. So our chapel has a somewhat a different role now. We're still a center for worship on the campus for all members of our campus community, but we are also now a historic site with the Quebec Ministry of Cultural Affairs because the beauty and specialness of St. Mark's has been recognized by our government. So we now are open to all the public.
Aren't there other things other than campus-based things that go on at St. Mark's as well?
Well, certainly we have a very fine organ, and we often have an organ concert series, and indeed on Townshipers Day we'll have a mini-concert in the afternoon. We also have a fabulous choir and choir director, and so our own choir will be there for a hymn sing at a certain point in the afternoon, and we also hope to showcase some of the musical talent of our students as well. Also, our stained glass windows are particularly beautiful, and we will have a lecture during the afternoon on Townshipers Day about the windows, as well as another lecture on the history of the chapel. So we're looking forward all that afternoon with a great schedule of events, which will be part of the Townshipers Day schedule, so people can feel free to come and go as they please. And if they're feeling a little weary from other Townshipers Day activities, the chapel will be open, and it's a great place, very serene, and place to come in and just sit and enjoy the peace and beauty of that place. So we hope that many people coming to Townshipers Day will make a trip to St. Mark's part of their day's events.
Well, you've spoken about the beauty of the chapel, and the construction is certainly unique. One thing that strikes me as soon as I walk in the door is the ornate woodwork that's in the chapel.
Yes, it's the wood that was used is a local wood found in the eastern townships, a brown ash. After the chapel was first constructed in 1891, there was a very severe fire which caused great damage to the interior of the chapel. So right away, a financial campaign was mounted to redo the interior, and the woodworking was done by a man from Sherbrooke, Georges Bélanger, and a group of fellow workers who did the beautiful wood carving, the angels and many of the other figures. So we're very proud of that woodworking. It's really, really very special. The style, also the collegial style, is not something we find in all the churches, and that, of course, is based on college chapels that one would find in England. For example, at Oxford and Cambridge, where people actually sit facing each other, and we find it provides a very intimate atmosphere when you're worshiping at the chapel.
Well, I found that very interesting, too. The first time I went there to a service, that people were facing each other, and also the woodwork was incredible. And it's really nice to hear the history of it and how we have a bit of Europe in the townships in the woodwork reflected in the chapel. Of course, we're talking about St. Mark's Chapel on the campus of Bishop's University. We're talking about Townshipers Day, September 23rd. The chapel will be open for the day for different events and for people to just drop by and see the really incredible beauty of the stained glass windows, the amazing woodwork, the construction, the design of the building itself, hear the choir, hear the organ, which is incredible, and the acoustics in the chapel, the acoustics are incredible, aren't they?
Yes, they're very, very good. So that's really something that that is not to be missed, and we look forward to welcoming many people that day in the afternoon. I also want to let you know that in the morning, there will be an ecumenical service at 11, just after the opening ceremonies. And we're hoping for a good number of people. So in fact, we're holding that service in the main tent that will be set up in the quad. And there's a small organizing committee that are planning that service. And it's really for people of all denominations. We're again hoping for some special music. A number of our local churches have already made the decision to cancel their regular service so that people can attend this one big service.
Isn't that wonderful?
Fellow worshipers from the township. So we're really pleased about that. And it also provides an opportunity for those many volunteers at Townshipers Day who would be giving up going to church to have an opportunity to worship as the day begins here. So that will be a more informal service in the large tent and starting at 11 o'clock.
Oh, what a unique opportunity for people to enjoy Sunday, September 23rd, on the campus of Bishop's University. And you can come and visit St. Mark's Chapel, celebrating this 150th.
That's correct.
Wow, 150 years, and what a jewel it is. So do come by and enjoy all the other activities that are going on at Townshipers Day as well. But certainly this is one not to miss. So you're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. We thank you very much, Heather, for bringing us up to date on the happenings with St. Mark's Chapel and the goings-on Townshipers Day for the chapel.
Thanks.
Thank
you. It's a pleasure.